Oh, when she's spoon and
Like a
I
BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bye moment of the
chaotic bye moment. Yeah. And you're watching Black Bye Reality.
Black Bye Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment writer currently writing about reality TV at Pop Heist. And I am back with another Big Brother 27 exit interview question. It's now week six. We had the new HOH episode last night, but first I want to talk about what we got going on at the channel. First of all, we have been doing perfect match recaps with Ty Lari of Destination X and Quita Tinsley. It's been so fun, and our finale recap is coming very soon. So if you have watched this recent season, season three, please check that out if you haven't already before. We obviously had other Big Brother interview videos on this channel. If you haven't catched them, I highly suggest you do. And recently we talked to AJ and Brittany of The Ultimatum Queer Love Season 2. That was really fun. Please check that out for all the behind the scenes. As an audience did not see, they talked about on here and gave an update on their life. And that brings me to, we are recapping Love is Blind UK season 2 with AJ of The Ultimatum Queer Love. She will be with us for the whole season, so I'm so excited. I had so much fun talking about Patrick, the spleen intuition, all the drama in the pods with those love triangles and curveballs. So hit subscribe and ring that bell so you can always be notified about our new videos. Other than that, let's get into Big Brother 27. First of all, with Sunday's episode, we got to see this prom night 80s slasher competition. I liked it just like I liked the horror movie competition last year. So it was very fun playing at home, trying to guess what were the right rooms. And it was interesting to see which house guests were trying to put on their acting chops. Keanu was definitely into it, but then dropped character a few times. Morgan was trying her darndest, and so was Rachel. I think everyone was really trying to focus, but had varying results on that. Everything when it comes to Rachel being targeted and all that, I've been staying in tune with the live feeds. Not a huge surprise. Absolutely loved her nominations. I love that Vince is becoming a block star. He absolutely cannot handle it, but it's him having to try and fight from the bottom, which honestly actually might help him. He has been kind of out on top with all of his relationships, and now him being on the block might actually help play into his like very pathetic crying gameplay. Morgan and Mickey, this is going to be so interesting. Mickey has been on top for quite a while. Morgan already was really upset last week about Zach being on the block. So she's kind of used to it. Was not too thrown off, I think, by this. But also, this was such a mistake. It's going to be so interesting when Mickey gets out, and I predict really try to stand behind her decision of evicting Jimmy, which was really just all for Morgan's game. I feel like she's been trying to make up by being more selfish in her gameplay ever since, and she has accomplished that, but she also has accomplished making all of her allies feel like she's a selfish game player and is not going to do anything for their game. I mean, how do you nominate Jimmy and not even check on Rachel? And then she wants to project. The funny thing about Mickey is that she knows, I think, everything she's doing wrong, but will project that the other person's doing it. I mean, Rachel, you have been so weird to me. so weird ever since the Jimmy thing. It's like, has she? Or you were ready to disregard her, thinking that you were going to be completely fine until she won power over you. So, very interesting. The Kelly part of this week was also pretty interesting. She almost won. Good thing for Rachel that she didn't. But yeah, my question for Zach, a lot of men say this, but also a lot of house guests say this, and it's also a tale of their ego and where they think they lie in the house. Zach said it was too early for him to be on the block, which is very interesting given we've had multiple men on the block this season, go out this season. Zach hasn't really been that proactive in creating bonds with everyone in the house. So my question was, if week 5 was too early for this move, when did you predict you were going to be in danger? Am I being real? Zach doesn't exactly answer this question. I don't think he really followed what I was saying, but he does give some answers to when he realized he was in danger.
I knew I was at risk of going home probably 2 days before live. And it was after Catherine kept Noms the same and after the opportunity of me using the power. So that's when I started telling Morgan and Mickey about the power, because I was trying to solidify my relationship with the melting pot. Ultimately, I was hoping that, you know, Vince or I could have pulled ourselves off the block so that it would have been, you know, Vince or I staying in like together. And so that's when the whole perception changed. And so for that final moment, you know, right before live, Ashley comes up to me saying that I really don't have the votes. That's when things really, really changed for me in a major way. And that's why I'm sitting at home right now.
To be fair, Zach says that he finally accepted he was in danger 2 days before live eviction, when Catherine chose not to use the veto and was relying on the melting pot. That would have been Mickey, Morgan, and then his fellow nominee, Vince. And then the affiliates are Lauren and Riley, according to Big Brother Wiki, because I didn't really care about the melting pot, so had to refresh my memory. Yeah, again, Zach, you had to make more relationships than that, sturdy ones that are more you and the priority than Vince. Vince was very good at building relationships. So I still don't see how he thought he was in such a good place and would survive the block. I mean, the house guests were waffling, and Mickey was running around saying that she controlled the votes. So it was just, in general, a very weird week. I know that Vince and Zach felt very comfortable, and so did Morgan, that they were trying to cherry pick their jury, and we're still not in jury. It's very possible they're all going out. There's rumors that the wall comp is going to be this week, so it'll be very interesting to see who wins and what that jury is going to look like. But yeah, I think men or people who have been in power definitely think, oh, it's just too early to take a shot at me, which makes no sense. This season, they're trying to take big shots as well. So really, nobody's safe. He also had heavy hitters in the bond, which heavy hitters actually included Rachel, Jimmy, who was gone, and then Riley. But I think that probably blew up with Jimmy's eviction. Yeah, a lot of his alliances ended up not being real, and he didn't even try to like really rebuild them. Morgan, of course, did most of the work to try and keep him in that house. So give me your comments of what you think about Zach's response. When did you first expect maybe Zach to go out? Did he feel like a given for jury? Let me know. Other than that, I am Nicole Weaver, your host of Black by Reality. Again, check out all of our other reality TV content we got going on here. We'll see about doing the Amazing Race as well with our friend Izzy Gleacher and the rest of the Big Brother fam on there. I'm so excited about that and the new season of Survivor. Till then, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.